There have already been some signs that zooplankton and other invertebrates are declining in the lakes. Now comes the UW-Superior with the first batch of numbers collected for a special project with the EPA. During springs and summers from 2001 to 2005, a university team traveling on an EPA research vessel collected biological samples in all five lakes. Project Director Mary Balser highlights one species that seems to be in more trouble.
One of the more important things is that the Diaporia are disappearing. These are small shrimp-like animals that live down in the bottom sediments. And scientists had been noticing the decline in Lake Michigan and Lake Huron for several years, and our data confirms that the organisms are continuing to go down in numbers.
Balser says only Lake Superior seems relatively immune to the decline in Diaporia. She says elsewhere, scientists believe the greater presence of zebra mussels may be affecting the tiny animal. Balser also reports other problems, including a sizable decline in zooplankton in the middle of the water column in Lake Huron and a possible drop at similar locations in Lake Michigan. Balser says in Huron, these problems low in the food chain may be affecting fish.
The fact that the commercial fishermen and the sport fishermen are very concerned about the size and quality of the lake trout and salmon they've been getting during the last few years.
Balser says the monitoring continues, and as more data comes in, natural resource agencies around the lakes will have to make several decisions, including what kinds of fish to stock and whether to curtail some stocking programs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.